my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you so much for listening today. It is Monday, and of course, we're still rejoicing over Easter and all that God did here. Our Lord's so good to us, and by the way, He's good to us every week, whether it's Easter or whether it's July 4th, you name it. Well, Brother Ethan, I'm enjoying, I can hear myself, but I think I'm probably blowing your ears out. Mine's a little hot as yours today. He's fixing it right there. You know, everybody else around here are just a little bit more down, right? A little bit more. There we go. I think that's probably okay. Yeah, how about it is for you? Is it okay? There we go. We have all these staff members that have radio broadcasts, and they can all do it. But there's one man that does not have any idea, and that's me. And thank you, Brother Ethan, for being here. Ms. Treiber's begun a new broadcast last Wednesday, and it's at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Tea Time with Mrs. T. And we're excited about that. Then Friday morning at 10 a.m. is Sister Jane Reyes, soon to be Jane Fuller in just a few days, and Teresa Martinez. They're also great, great ladies. I love this song because I love the singers, and the singers are the great North Valley Baptist Church. Let's go into the auditorium and we'll hear them sing, "I'll Meet You in the Morning." Ah, it's a great song. This is a very exciting day here at Golden State Baptist College. It's College Days. And College Days is a wonderful opportunity for young people to get a look at the college. You know, I would imagine, including here, I imagine when you have a day like this, 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, College Days, I would imagine you're putting your best foot forward. And yet, really, quite frankly, we never talk that way. I try to have a better hairdo. You know, it's just we're having the regular chapel service today and tomorrow, and we'll sing, and we'll try to make it as much as possible. Now, I would hope that our faculty and our staff are a little bit more eager to make everyone feel welcome, but we want it as authentic as possible, and not to all of a sudden to get them here in the fall and say, that's a whole different place that I saw when I was at College Days. So I hope you'll pray for these young people. We need, our Bible colleges need recruits. the opportunities are so great, and yet the labors are so few, fewer labors than any time in my ministry. We're sending in our church every year between 50 and 60. We're a little lower than 60 this year. Last year had over 60 of our own young people to Bible college. And the vast majority here, some go to other colleges. But I would pray that that every church would begin to send forth laborers and send them to us somewhat prepared. And of course, grammar and speech, the eight parts of speech. But would you also send them prepared? Get them on the piano when they're five, six, seven, and learning music. Here's a good song, Living by Faith. Golden State Baptist College sings this for us. And the goal in life is not to live by sight, but to live by faith, trusting, dependence, believing God, living by faith.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is
today is the eighth day of the month, so we're in Proverbs 8 today, and verse 11, for wisdom. I love that word, wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is better than rubies. We have the word wisdom that's found 117 times in the book of Proverbs. Wise, wisdom, wiser. Wisdom's the principal thing, chapter 4 says. Wisdom is discernment. It is to have an understanding. I saw a sign at a Hobby Lobby here not long ago. I wish I'd have bought it now that I'm on the broadcast with this today. But common sense is not that common. And it said something like that. I may have it wrong. But, you know, that common sense, I watch and you watch decisions and we hear conversations that are not common sense at all. Wisdom is better than rubies. As you're working so diligently at your job to make income, And as we're working so diligently to pay our rent and buy vehicles and cell phones and have groceries, as we work so diligently for food and for money, let's be searching after wisdom. Wisdom's the principal thing, the Bible says, not rubies, not money, wisdom. And when we go to work, we need to have a work ethic, but we need to have wisdom. Take WW with you, wisdom and work, and get there and work hard. But wisdom's the principal thing. So here's a father writing his son, and his son, here's Solomon, wisest man at that time that lived, they say, and Solomon writes to Rehoboam, and his son eventually rejects everything his dad taught. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, James 1, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. God will give to you wisdom. Do not go charging through the day of life, running on your emotions. Oh, I'm so sick and tired of watching emotions. Hey, I'm not happy. Oh, get over it. You got to be kidding me. Well, nobody likes me. Understand, I understand it. And everybody else understands it. Come on, folks, grow up. But with our growing up, let's get some wisdom. Let's get some discernment between right and wrong, good and wrong, evil and righteousness, unrighteousness and righteousness. Let's get some wisdom in how to speak to people, how to deal with people. Let's get some wisdom as we read the Word of God. As God give us wisdom as we pass gospel tracts and as we seek to help people on the journey of life and win people to Christ. Let's have some wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, for in all thy getting, get wisdom. The Bible says, get wisdom, forsake it, an understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of thy mouth. As we begin the book of Proverbs in chapter 1, verse 2, wisdom, chapter 1, verse 3, wisdom, chapter 1, verse 4, 5, wise, 6, wise, 7, wisdom. And then he says, my son, hear, my son, if sinners, my son, walk not thou. Verse 20, wisdom. He keeps saying, my son, listen to me, my son, listen. What's your wisdom like? Not what's your intelligence, not what's your knowledge. What is your wisdom like? Wisdom sometimes says, keep your mouth shut. Wisdom says, don't be so opinionated all the time. Wisdom tells you, you're not always right. Would you? There are people I know that are never wrong. And if you try to approach them on anything and they don't like it, they are never wrong. Don't have an attitude. Our Lord was teaching his disciples, and he demonstrated humility himself. Philippians 2, 5, 5 through 11, he humbled himself. Here is the God and creator of all the universe. And here's our God washing the feet of his disciples. He humbled. Don't be such a pushy know-it-all that I'm in charge. That's not wisdom. That's stupidity. Well, I love you, folks. I trust I'm not coming across rude to you, but we're going to have to grab wisdom today. And it's there for the asking. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Father, we're so foolish, myself especially, when we charge through life on a daily basis without wisdom. Help me today walk into wisdom. And I pray that all of our listeners would be equipped with wisdom as we journey on this wonderful journey called life. For we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, for his sake, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.